Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9. This
is the Fox. Congratulations to Jimmy and Tam, the winners of the block. But what about the bloke that was buying a whole bunch of the properties with his unusual auction techniques?
3666.
3666.
0.66.
Oh, here he is, Danny.
That's Danny's lucky number.
0.66. Round me up, please. $3,666,066.
Cents.
Danny Wallace stole the show last night on the block. He's taken home three of the Brighton properties, dropping a whopping $12 million. And he joins us now. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Oh, Danny, wow, what a day. And before we go anywhere, I do want to say this is so commendable what you've done. One of the houses, you are donating to My Room Children's Cancer Charity, which is just what a generous thing to do, Danny, and wonderful in light of, I guess everybody was going, where's all this money? Wow, who's got that money? But to give a house away to a wonderful charity, well done.
Yeah, no, I've done it before for Ronald McDonald House. I gave the South Melbourne Block House usage to them back years ago.
Now, Danny, can we talk about, you just dropped a lazy $12 million yesterday. What does that feel like?
Well, that was an expensive day. We've been locked up for the last 6 months, so, you know, it's time to go shopping.
Did you think you'll play Monopoly, but with real money?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you, Danny, do you have a strategy? Because it was so entertaining. Like, Channel 9 couldn't have scripted it. That moment when you jumped the bid up about $960,000. Let's hear this, because the auctioneer had no idea what you'd just done.
Here we go.
Opening bidder offer to start.
$3.2 million, $200,001.
So I think I've gone a bit better here.
3.2.
3.2?
I said 4.2.
4.2.
4.2?
Yeah.
What? $910,000.
You're joking.
Wow. Danny, what was going through your head when you jumped it up over $900,000?
Just to have a bit of fun.
Yes.
This guy's amazing.
Mate, Danny, you're the best. And as Fee did mention earlier, you're going to donate one of the houses to the My Room charity. Did you buy that house from Daniel and Jade knowing that their kid has health problems?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I decided before I bid for the houses that I was going to give one to My Room. I'm a long time supporter of My Room.
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah, Danny. Now, you know, you're the star, basically, the block. I mean, those poor guys put in about 6 months building those homes, but you've walked away the star. Do you, when you do something like this and it's so public, do you have lots of friends who are like, hey, Danny, just wouldn't mind a little help? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, you get a new bunch of friends, but you just got to, yeah.
Well, now you're our friend, and
I know our producer Leon was trying to push for a house.
I'll give you a call one day.
Well, Danny, do the producers of the block come to you when they're trying to find the next location and go, Danny, where would you like us to start building? Because you're obviously going to buy a couple.
I wish I did, but I don't.
Well, maybe they should start. I mean, this guy's bought three of the five and almost four of the five.
Do you just to try and get a bit more, I guess, out of you, Danny, and what your background is? Is property a thing? I know your career's in IT, but do you buy property other than on the block?
Yeah. You know, I buy property. Property's a good investment, so yeah, I invest in property a bit.
Danny, do you watch the block? Do you watch the progress from the start and see how the houses are built and then you fall in love with them, or you just go to the auction and buy them just off the bat?
No, I don't watch it. I find it, I only watch the Sunday night ones, the reveal bits. I don't watch the other
bits. You know what?
You're the best.
Danny, if you were, look, put it this way, imagine a lot of people who, if you turned up to an auction and you saw Danny get out of his car, you'd just walk away, wouldn't you? I couldn't be, that'd be unbearable.
Yeah, I've had that happen before.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Danny, did you know with last night and all the other houses that you brought, do you know what they look like inside, or you just bid?
I don't actually go into what houses I buy, because I don't like going and seeing what people live like. I just buy them on the outside.
You're amazing.
Wow.
Do you buy cars like that too, Danny? Do you test drive them, or you just buy them?
No, I've got 10 cars. They're good fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, I mean, gee, Danny, you're fascinating to
Let's
talk to. Thank you
yep.
so much for your time and congratulations $12 million spent yesterday, three houses from the block, and one going to a wonderful charity, My Room. Well done.
Yeah, we're having a team lunch this week if you'd like to join us.
No, I'm busy.
Oh, okay. 101.9 The
Fox. Ooh, a story from COVID and lockdown, Fev, that went viral yesterday. A woman who had had a baby with her partner. They'd been together about 7 years. He lost his job because of COVID-19. They then went and moved in with her mum. Mm-hmm. And she's got a young daughter, a toddler. And she noticed that her mum was needing to go out to do work or go out, and her husband was showing little interest in her. Anyway, she was taking her daughter, I think, to the doctor. She had to turn around and come back. And she caught her mum and her husband.
Oh, wow.
How full on is that?
Wow.
Like that's, you know, you see those stories on like the midday movies and it's always Hollywood, you know, ridiculous storylines, but that actually happened.
Is the mum hot?
Okay,
there's no photos attached.
The point.
Well, if she looks like the daughter.
It's an interesting one though, isn't it? Because families. No, because we sort of all go, oh, shock, horror. But we have on this show put our phone number out there and received calls from so many people over the years who have salacious family secrets. We are family secrets. Attraction is attraction.
It is.
Sometimes you cross lines that you shouldn't cross. And it can involve partners of cousins or brothers. It's when no, but we had a story once that a guy brought home his new girlfriend to a family dinner, and then I think by the end of the night she'd moved on to his brother.
Yeah.
Like you don't expect to introduce your partner to a family member and then have the family member to steal your partner.
Mm. Remember that rave we did a couple of weeks ago where the partner can have the same couple of different partners.
Thruples.
Someone sent me a message. It was a girl and she's with her husband and her husband's brother. And they live together.
That's an unusual thruple.
Yeah,
that's an incestuous thruple.
Thank you.
I don't think that's quite right.
Is there
right.
any pictures of that, mum?
Okay, no pictures. You don't need pictures.
But 131060, we'll explains open the phone lot. Lines again because it's going on in our suburbs, guys. There's those sort of little salacious family secrets, the crossovers, you know, you were sister is now married to your ex-boyfriend. It's like, what? How did that happen?
Mm. We can use our, and look, it's a bit iffy sometimes, but our voice disguiser is available. So hopefully that will work. And that way you can be, you know, completely anonymous when you make the call. 131060 is the number. Cool. Yes, Fev?
I'm just waiting for a picture.
I don't have pictures. 101.9
The Fox. The number is 131060. We are
family. Families have secrets, salacious families, sordid affairs, and we love to hear about them. We've got Joe from Craigieburn. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Good, Joe. What happened that was a bit salacious in your family?
Well, my wife one morning said she doesn't love me, and then I found out she's run off with my sister's husband.
Oh, no. Joe, did your sister see? Yeah, did your sister see that come in too?
I think she did, but she didn't say nothing to me because she was worried I was going to get in trouble.
How long have they been seeing each other behind your back, Joe?
I got no idea. That I don't know.
Oh, all how long ago did this happen?
My daughter was 2 when she left, so my daughter is now 17.
Okay.
And you've moved on to bigger and better things?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've remarried everything. Got a better wife, better life.
Well done, Joe. Usually you say, like, for revenge, you be with the person who that got taken away from, but that's his sister.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, don't do that.
That does happen. It happened, actually, Joe, to Shania Twain. Her husband left her for her best friend, and then she ended up marrying her best friend's
That's the ultimate
husband,
revenge.
But you can't do that because you can't marry your sister.
Yeah, can't be with your sister because that'd be all good. Weird.
Thank you for clarifying. No, thank you, Joe. No, that's good stuff, and I'm sure he appreciates the Shania Twain story.
I did. It gave more relevance to how I try to explain it.
We've got Ahan from Frankston. Hi, Ahan.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Great, Ahan. We're looking forward to your salacious family secret.
Well, I was 19 and I hooked up with a 33-year-old.
Well done.
Her daughter was 2 years old, younger than me, actually. And I ended up hooking with her, but found out that the mother was pregnant and had a daughter to her.
Ayan. Was your kid.
So
yes, and now it's my kid.
Yep, of course.
And so you were in a relationship with a mother. She had your baby. Did she know that you were seeing her daughter at the same time?
Well, she did find out one night when she came back, like your story said, came back home and found us.
Oh, dear. Oh,
and then we separated for a while, but until we found out that she was pregnant. Then we got back together. And then now my daughter is 28 with two grandkids.
Oh, phew. Oh, okay, wow. So okay.
Amazing.
Excellent. Yeah. Good happy ending there. Hey, hon, we were worried for a second
there. Thanks so much for your story there. Family
secrets.
Thank
you for sharing. See, you think this just happens in the movies.
No.
It's happening in Frankston.
Right here on the Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, the Fox.
Guys, I uploaded a very harmless Insta story to Instagram last night, and I am being trolled.
What? Really?
Yep. Okay, I did a photo. My daughter, Trixie, and my nephew, Sonny and Walter, were hanging on the trampoline. And it just been a great afternoon. They'd been swimming and they were sunning themselves on the trampoline. And I wrote, cousins, pool, trampoline. Oh, and they were consuming those icy poles.
Yes.
Super dupers.
Oh, the super dupers.
So
yeah.
I wrote, super dupers.
Oh,
that's probably how I'd write it.
I have been picked up by a reputable Insta page called Celeb Spellcheck.
Right.
And it's actually a great, I actually really like them. They pick up on celebrities who make spelling mistakes. And I'm almost sort of flattered and honored to be part of this. So they've posted my story and pointed out that super dupers is incorrect. They're called zooper dupers.
Yeah.
And I should know that. I won't lie. I was just posting that in bed last night and I just went with it and I didn't think I'd get picked up on it. But here we go. Here are some of the comments written with my poorly spelt super duper. Somebody wrote, I take personal offence to this.
Oh, gee. Oh.
Another person wrote, un-Australian. Jade wrote, wasn't she a school captain? I thought she'd know basic spelling and grammar.
Ouch.
Very good point,
good point,
Jade.
Good point.
And then she's in radio. You think she would know. Fair enough, Harriet. I also agree with you.
People in radio should know how to spell.
And then one of my favourite comments that I've been getting this since I first met boys when I was about 14. Just Fifi's box. Thank you for that.
Doesn't even make sense in the context of.
Well, it makes no sense in context of that, but
I've just seen your post for the first time because I hadn't seen it. I don't see a problem.
I've spelt super dupers wrong.
Oh,
they're zooper dupers.
I would run with that too.
Yeah, fine.
In fact, fair.
I'm a good speller.
You should be on this every day.
Why?
Well, I think you'd be the first to admit that perhaps.
Oh, mate, I'm a horrible speller. I literally post things and don't read them. What I've written, obviously, you can see that. And my wife says, why don't you read your text before you send it? Nah, waste of time. I get so many people saying, mate, you've spelled that wrong. You missed a letter. Doesn't make sense. I don't care.
There we go. So,
well, welcome to the club.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm enjoying
relatable.
It.
101.9 The Fox.
I tell you who's had a shocker. Poor Richard Wilkins on the Today Show the other day. He was forced to make an apology. And it wasn't really his fault. You know how on breakfast shows, they have those banners that go across the bottom
breaking
of the screen.
News, yep.
So the breaking news. Well, unfortunately, they had a banner that talked about the legendary musician Bob Dylan, but referred to him as the late Bob Dylan. Ugh. And then Richard found himself in this awkward situation having to fix that.
We need to make a correction now. About half an hour ago on our entertainment chat, we incorrectly ran a banner on your screen about Bob Dylan. It was false. And we apologise for any confusion.
Half an hour's a long time.
He's very much alive, Bob Dylan.
Oh,
but
gee.
This isn't Richard Wilkins' first rodeo, Fev. There was the classic. This went global back in 2009. And it was sort of when social media was starting to blow up and pranksters realised they could get away with some stuff. So on the Today Show, Richard Wilkins made this announcement about the very alive and still very alive today, Jeff Goldblum.
Have is in front of me a report saying that New Zealand police are saying that Jeff Goldblum fell from a cliff to his death while filming in New Zealand. Yes, well, look, Jeff, it is Richard Wilkins here. Sir, it's great to have you in the country. Lovely to see you back on your feet. And
Oh, jeez.
How cringeworthy.
People could do that, though. Remember when the Brains Trust out there got us to read a live read that wasn't real.
Well, Leon thought it would be funny because we do what we're told, and when our producers provide us with information, we relate, you know, we impart it. So he gave us a live read to read.
Didn't make sense.
Are you getting audio of this?
We're going to try and find it and hopefully turn it around after the
traffic.
That's what
they could do.
So when you hear us read commercials, we're doing wonderful. We're looking after our clients who support and sponsor our show. So Leon gave us a piece of paper. And we read it, and it was unfortunate. I believe Byron has it.
Here we go. This was good. The client, it was an unusual client, wasn't it? It was a service that you certainly didn't think might have been offered
and
to the general public.
And it does mean you should probably read something through before you read it on air.
Here we go.
Wow, don't miss your father this Father's Day. Clone him with FDT technology.
Conditions apply. Technology is still in the early testing phase.
Clone your dad for Father's Day.
You read it out just word for word.
Celebrate Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9